Catholic Vitamins, Vitamin F, Friendship, with Deacon Don and Betty Schaefer, Episode 35.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith. Forget what lies behind and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that is taking place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, in spite of your best efforts to have us censored and shut down, here we are again.
We keep bouncing back like a bad penny.
Yes, we do.
It's what is the meaning of that saying, anyhow?
Well, a bad penny, you can't put it in a machine like to get bubble gum, and a bad penny
so
keeps showing up.
You can't ever get rid of it.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, I just made that up.
That sounds good. It sounds good. I've always wondered.
All right. Well, most anybody listening to this wouldn't know that you could do anything with a penny.
That's true. In this day and age, what is a penny?
Our show today, dear, is
Friendship, Vitamin F.
Catholic Vitamin F. And later, when we do our interview, you're going to find that the Catholic part of this equation is why friendship works for our guests, with our guests, right?
They're special people.
They are. Well, you said that you have an aunt who turned 100.
Oh, gosh, yeah, people who have listened before know that not long ago, my mother turned 90, and I went back east to help her celebrate. But she also has an older sister who just turned 100 last weekend. She didn't want any parties or anything, but I think people in the little retirement building she lives in made it special for her.
Well, it's a real accomplishment for sure in this day and age.
It scares me.
Yeah.
To think that I come from those good genes, I might be around for another 40, 50 years.
May I say that you were talking about when I'm gone, you were getting a convertible. Oh, boy, folks. This is a group, for sure. Hey, before we go any further, why don't we do the drawing for All Things Guy, the book by Bezalel Books.
That's right. We said we'd run that till the end of April, and April is over.
So this is a great book, and the copy is going to come directly from the CEO and executive honcho for Bezalel Books, Cheryl Dickow. And so we're going to pull a name right now. Dee's got one of her baskets, and I pulled a sheet. And inside.
And he can't get it open. See, I don't know what her name is because she only sent her email name. So it's cbent98@gmail.com. So we'll have to contact her and.
You know it's a her?
Well, I don't.
Okay.
Come to think of it, I don't.
All right.
Could be a guy. So I'll contact this person.
Well, thank you for sending your name in, and we're glad to be able to have a book sent out for a listener to Catholic Vitamins. Our show today is about friendship, dear. And on our blog page, I've already posted a bunch of quotes about friendship. I found one here that I kind of like. Let me see if I can find this real quick. Never exaggerate your faults. Your friends will attend to that. What do you think of that? That is from somebody named Robert Edwards. And a good motto is use friendliness, but do not use your friends.
I like that one up there. It says, fate chooses our relatives. We choose our friends.
Yeah, that's kind of been around in a lot of different expressions, but that's really true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do we have any other news to share before we move on into our next segment?
Went to the doctor this week.
I had some barnacles taken off. That's all I'm going to say.
What the doctor's office called them, skin tags.
I think that's a kind of a generic expression. And we're starting a book club, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, book club sounds too pretentious.
Yeah, we got about four couples together, including ourselves. And we're going to meet starting, I think, Monday night, this coming Monday night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we've started reading. Everybody has gotten their book. It's Archbishop Chaput's, what's the title?
Living the Catholic Faith.
Right. And we've been assigned to read the first two chapters, and then we're going to
meet
and discuss.
Yeah, so maybe an hour and a half the first night just to get us into the first two chapters and see what discussion that brings about. And I think, I'm not positive this, dear, but I think we have an extra copy of Living the Catholic Faith. And we'll make that one of the prizes, a special prize for one of our upcoming show topics, okay? Well, now I've gotten a hot drink and tried to freshen my voice. I have a few words on Friends by Henry J.M. Nouwen. We need friends. Friends guide us, care for us, confront us in love, console us in times of pain. Although we speak of making friends, friends cannot be made. Friends are free gifts from God. But God gives us the friends we need when we need them, if we fully trust in God's love. Friends cannot replace God. They have limitations and weaknesses like we have. Their love is never faultless, never complete. But in their limitations, they can be signposts on our journey towards the unlimited and unconditional love of God. Let's enjoy the friends whom God has sent on our way. And we'll be back to introduce you to Friends. Our guest today on Catholic Vitamins is a married couple.
Just like us.
Just like us. They
well,
are...
not just like you.
Now, wait a minute. I'd like to introduce Deacon Don Schaefer and his lovely wife, Betty. Welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
We are very excited to have you here.
Well... for the folks who didn't perhaps listen very carefully to the front end of the show, where Dee and I do our front end and preliminary comments, we'd like to say that we're talking with Don and Betty, who are good friends, and our topic today is Catholic Vitamin F.
F for friendship.
And we couldn't think of anyone that we'd rather discuss this important Catholic vitamin with than with people that we are very close with and have good friendship with, right, dear?
And developed a friendship with.
Yeah. Don and Betty, I looked for a little while before we started our show to see what I could find about the word friendship, and I found things like attachment to, feelings of affection for, personal regard for, someone who is giving, someone who isn't hostile, someone with things in common. Gosh, so many of these sound like the Don and Betty that we've come to know and really care for.
I like the one that says easy to be with or around.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a good time when we are together.
We do.
And which is not often enough.
For sure. I have one other one that I want to add in before we get into our discussion of the topic of friendship. And I couldn't find this in any book that I looked at, but I'm wondering if Betty will agree that the definition of a good friend is when you've driven 200 miles, that's far enough to drive before stopping for a piece of pie or dessert.
I agree.
Well, Don and Betty, tell us a little bit about your family of origin and your faith journeys.
Well, I'll start. I'm a cradle Catholic from a large Catholic family, 10 children, and I've never had a crisis of faith. I've, been a faithful Catholic all my life.
And for me, I come from a family of five boys, and we were brought up in the Catholic Church around a very Catholic family, kind of German-Belgian ancestry. And so everybody in the extended family were faithful Catholics, and we enjoyed our faith, and we enjoyed being around one another as family. And I look at a lot of those people as friends rather than family.
I remember that Betty grew up in New Mexico.
Yes.
And Dawn, you grew up in the Midwest, right?
I did, north central Illinois on a farm.
Okay, so how does somebody from Illinois meet somebody from New Mexico?
Well, it's God's providence. Actually, I think it was. I had left Illinois and was in the Air Force. I went off when I was 18 and had been in the Air Force for about 6 years, and the Air Force decided to send me to the University of Denver so that I would complete my education, get my bachelor's degree, and then go off to officer school. And this is where Betty and I met. She was also attending the University of Denver, and we were at Sunday Mass. Betty?
Well, I always say that I met Don before he met me, because I was a freshman. I went to the opening Mass on the week of freshman orientation. My mother, my aunt Adelaide, and one of my sisters, all of us attended Mass, and Don was the usher, the greeter, the lector, and the man who passed out donuts after Mass. So I met him and remembered him, but he doesn't remember me till a few weeks later when I joined the Newman Club, because my aunt said to me, if you want to meet a nice Catholic boy, join the Catholic Club and get active. So that's how we met at the Newman Club.
And that was Betty's goal of finding a nice Catholic boy. I don't know about the nice part, but she did find a Catholic boy. And so we were friends, actually, fellow officers in that club for a period of time before I got the courage to ask her out on a date. And first date was a clincher. We became good friends after that, and we're married about a year and a half later.
And you've been married how long?
38 years, just finished, and working on our 39th.
Praise God, for sure. And I know that both of you have been involved in one way or another and in varying aspects of Marriage Encounter. Can you say a few words about that and how important friendships have been during your work?
Well, yes. We had only been married a couple of years, and we were down living at the time in Tempe, Arizona, and the priest there said every married couple should go on a Marriage Encounter weekend. And so, trusting of the parish priest, we decided to do that. That was in 1974, and it was a interesting weekend for us. What we gained out of the weekend was more of a community of faithful couples that we enjoyed being around and creating friendships with. And then we have ever since, except for a period of about 10 years when we were not involved. Otherwise, we have been involved with sharing groups wherever we traveled, in England, in Nebraska, and out here in Colorado.
Well, and I believe you've been involved with a group of people who've been meeting for quite a while.
Yes. When we moved to Denver, we spent about 10 years not involved in Marriage Encounter. We had small children, and we were involved in a charismatic prayer group, and that was all we could handle at the time. But as our children grew and we began having difficulties with a couple of our teens, especially one of them, we felt the need for a group to support us. So we joined this group that had been meeting together probably at that time for 6 or 7 years. And now we have been involved with them since 93. So however long that is, 17 years.
Wow.
And it's wonderful to have a group of people that you can share your faith journey with who understand what you're talking about when you share your struggles with them, of growing closer to God and staying connected with each other and cherishing our marriage sacrament and working on it. And
we're
thankful.
Some of the couples we are friends with, others, you know, we know, but we only see on our marriage encounter evenings. But I think what it does is that we work through and our relationship during these evenings, and we can see where everyone has problems, but we are all committed to this sacrament and working problems out. And we have had struggles ourselves and other couples, and, you know, have gone through those with prayer, with sharing, with working one-on-one, you know, in our couple relationship.
Hey, Don and Betty, on this subject of friendship, do you have any Bible stories or spiritual books that speak to you about the subject of friendship that you can think of?
No, I'm not sure if this is friendship, but when I think of Bible stories that relate to me and friendship, I think of Martha and Mary because of the struggle between those two, you know, wanting to serve and wanting to listen, wanting to grow and yet serve. And in our friendship, in our walk with our friends, I have at sometimes been resentful of those that were taking the Mary part when I had to do the Martha. And, you know, I think God still needs to work on me in that area.
And for me, when you mentioned that, I thought right away, well, who were the friends of Jesus? Well, his disciples. And what did those friends do? Well, they denied him, they betrayed him, they didn't understand him, but they still kind of clung to him and supported him in his ministry. And that's kind of how I see friends. Friends don't always agree with one another. They aren't yes men all the time. Sometimes they, you know, need to challenge you. Sometimes they need to argue with you. Sometimes they need to hug you and pray with you. And so I, right away, if you look at the disciples, they were good friends of Jesus, but not always loyal.
Dee didn't ask me the question, but thinking about Bible stories, I think of the two men on the road to Emmaus, and when Jesus joined them, you know, their hearts were burning. They had such great love and feeling. And when the evening came, they didn't want the day to end. They wanted it to continue. And, you know, without being overly sentimental, when we get together, the Schaefers and the Foxes, after we've been apart for a while, prayer and holy things are a part of it. Laughter is certainly a part of it.
Yes.
Memories and sharing are a part of it. And, you know, oftentimes I don't want the day or the evening to end. So I think of the road to Emmaus and the friendship story.
I love that. That's very good. I agree.
Have you depended upon friendships? You've been in Denver for a long time. And
we have. We've been here for 28 years now. And we had been in a few other locations, South Carolina and Arizona and England and Nebraska with the Air Force. And, you know, we have always looked for our friends mainly in our faith community, in our church, whether it was an Air Force chapel community or here in Denver, one of the parishes that we belonged to. And we've belonged to two or three different ones. That's where we found our friends because they, again, because they had the same values, the same goals, and the same desires, I guess. And that's how we always seem to gravitate to the people in the parish.
The same goals and ambitions or whatever reminds me of our forming bonds and friendship when we were going through 4 years of formation in the deacon program in Denver. We seemed to average, what was it, maybe about 12 in our class?
Yes, about that.
Over the 4 years. And while I'm not...
Plus their wives.
And wives, of course. While I'm not in touch with all of them to the degree that we are with the Schaefers, I feel that we really bonded with many different styles and views and people who probably wouldn't have had anything to do with each other under normal construct, but during deacon formation, we really became good friends.
And yeah. I think the bonding was important because you remember that during those 4 years, we went through some kind of tragic things, you know, some illnesses with some of the couples and other things, family problems. And it really, I think, brought us all closer together.
And we were all moving towards the same goal, and that's discerning the will of God to see whether or not we should become deacons or not. And we would have the same sometimes disappointments when maybe somebody left the program, or when we didn't do as well on one of the exams that we thought we should have done, or when we were maybe disappointments on the class or whatever. But I think one of the things that we found, and as Betty and I were thinking about this, especially with you two, was that you stayed at our house. And for a couple of years on the weekends when you would come down, and it was probably that, what would you call it, Betty?
A gift of time that was given to us, that we had, we could come home from a long day of formation and unwind together and pour out our hearts to each other. And that's a gift that God gave us that we didn't know we would get.
Amen. And amen.
I think us just talking about this is going to be encouragement for a few of our listeners who we personally know are discerning the diaconate right now.
Yeah.
Well, it is wonderful to be with other couples who are all working towards the same goal of serving the church. And it was a great experience. And, of course, being a deacon is a great experience.
Absolutely. Now, we four have traveled together. We've gone on a pilgrimage trip to Italy. We've taken
Despite my driving skills, we did survive that.
I was going to say, how important is it to have a navigator among the...
Well, if he reads the map correctly, it's very important.
Uh-oh.
I remember one time in Italy, we were driving between two major metropolises, and somehow you discerned, Don, that we were on the wrong road, but we were heading in the right direction. We were running parallel.
We were.
To the highway. And this...
Well, it was right after we rented the car in Florence, and we were in downtown Florence and driving out. And, you know, I think I turned too soon or whatever, and you were still getting a hang of the map. But we were, you know, we were in the right direction, but on the wrong road.
Do me a favor. Do not tell our listeners that I had the map upside down, please.
Right.
Hey,
I think it was sideways.
Yeah, right.
Can I jump in here and tell a cute, maybe it's cuter if people were there to see it, but a cute story. When we were in Florence, and you two were in the rental car office making the arrangements to get the car, and Tom and I decided we would like a latte. Or a cafe Americano or whatever it was we were going to get. And so Tom went down the street, a few doors down the street to some little shop, but he didn't know how to say to go in Italian. And so he came walking back up the street carrying two platters and mugs. And we're standing outside the rental office sipping our lattes out of these china mugs, and which he took back when we were finished.
I remember that.
Some of the good memories that we had.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the, you know, and some things, we had a lot of it planned, but some were just by chance, like when we ate at that little restaurant in the countryside, and then we, because we were hungry, and then we just drove a little bit further, and there was the American Cemetery.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, how beautiful,
you know,
that was.
And we didn't know it was there, but we certainly stopped and went in and walked around and prayed. And it was, that to me, those experiences that you don't expect on a trip that you can share with one another makes for good memories and good friendships.
Our listeners don't know you as Dee and I know you. Betty first, and then Don, would you tell us about some of what you're involved in Denver, in the church, and anything else you want to mention?
Okay. Well, when Don was ordained, we were sent to he was sent to a new parish, not our home parish. And I was careful just to kind of listen and learn for a little while. I did help with religious ed. That has been one of my ministries in the past, mainly because of my children. I was always involved in religious ed. But after we'd been there about a year, someone asked if I would help start a Bible study there. And so this other woman and I have been doing that, and it's been a wonderful blessing for a weekly Bible study. I also helped with the formation program back at the seminary. They decided after Don had been ordained about a year that they wanted to have a few women on the formation staff to help figure out what to do with the wives and how to help lead them as their husbands are discerning their vocation. So I'm a part of that. And those are the two main things that I do.
And she is also a new grandmother.
Yes.
And so in her personal life, she's very involved in that, except, of course, our grandson is out in California, so far away.
Well, good to hear those things about what Betty is up to. Don, tell us about you.
Well, I just lead the life of a deacon, which means being, I'm the only deacon in my parish, so that, of course, entails quite a bit of work with marriage prep and funerals and rosary services and just helping out all around. And I especially feel a need to be there at all of the masses on the weekend whenever at all possible, because people rely on me some. We to kind of help out in many different ways. And so if I'm not there, people always say, now, where were you? Where were you? So I always try to be there at all of the masses. And then some of the extra things I do when I was given my assignment right after or right before ordination, the Archbishop had asked me to be involved in campus ministry at the archdiocesan level. So I help out some. We don't have a full-time campus minister director. We have one gentleman who kind of wears three hats. And so I help him out some, and I also help out at the University of Denver, which is kind of a small world type of thing. You know, this is where Betty and I met and married, and now I'm helping in ministry at the university. And finally, I was also asked to be one of the masters of ceremonies here in the Archdiocese of Denver. We use deacons for master of ceremonies for the archbishop and for the auxiliary bishop. And so I travel some with them, going to confirmations and other liturgies. You know, the master of ceremonies is like a floor director, and he makes sure everybody is at the right spot at the right time and does the right thing. And then he's also the driver and just kind of makes sure things go well, bag carrier and the like.
with all of the history.
So those are the things I'm involved in as far as the church goes, and then there are some personal things I also involved in, some legislative work and other things, so I keep pretty busy.
I know you do, Don. With all the things that we've been through and all the history and laughs and memories, our relationship changed a little bit when you came to Our Lady of the Mountains Parish as the master of ceremonies for a liturgy that was going to take, and blessing that was going to take place with the bishop, and then you had to be my boss.
Yes, I had to direct you. Over there, Tom.
I think the Archbishop must have liked you better than the rest of us to give you three assignments when the rest of us only got one.
Well, they knew that I was retiring, and so they wanted to make sure I filled up my day real fast.
Well, our guests today on Catholic Vitamins have been Don and Betty Schaefer, Deacon Don Schaefer and Betty. Our topic has been friendship, and embedded in our sharing back and forth is a deep love and caring for each other and some memories and laughs and things that we've been through. Dee, did you want to close with a question here?
Well, I want to know if our friendship can survive. You always were so good to let us come to your house with one dog, and now we have two. Are we going to be invited back again?
Ooh, don't tell anybody. But, you know, your dogs are the only dogs that get to stay upstairs in our house.
That's true.
The other dogs are all required to stay out on the patio.
That's true friendship right there.
And now everyone knows.
And now everyone knows. At least everyone who listens to Catholic Vitamins.
Right. Well, Deacon, well, Don and Betty.
I'm just so glad we were able to do this. I must tell our listeners that you two were here at our house in Arizona just a few days ago, and it wasn't long enough, and we didn't have time to do this interview while you were here, which we wanted to do.
And so we didn't have pie very often.
We had pie.
One time.
Only one time. No, you had it twice, Don. He doesn't remember his pies.
Well, thank you very much for being on our show, and thank you for what you have done for the church, for the people of God, and thank you for the love that you've shared with us.
Well, thank you for inviting us. So we've enjoyed it very much, and we're looking forward to seeing you again as soon as possible.
Soon, we hope.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe in July, huh?
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, as I said earlier, before we started the interview, reading a saying that someone had, I think it was Henry J.M. Nouwen, friends are a gift from God, and we sure feel that way about Don and Betty, don't we?
We definitely do.
Yeah.
You know, it still amazes me to think that before the year 2000, we didn't know each other at all.
Nope. And we've been through a lot. Formation, deepening of spirituality, perhaps blessings upon our marriages, making other friends, traveling together. So thank you, dear Lord, for Don and Betty, and we pray for them often and for their family.
We do, we do. I knew I liked Betty right away.
Really?
When she was willing to, like, stop for pie quickly when we were out on road trips.
And Don is such a let's go from here to there, and it should only take an hour and 8 minutes. So we had to temper that a little bit.
So when we went to Italy together, we had to rein him in a little bit.
Just a tiny bit. Yeah. Well, we have some other friendship notes I see there. Are you ready to go? What have we got?
My gosh, you got a lot of new Facebook friends.
All right, let me go over these. Joe Sales, John Smith, Brad Geist, Father Mark Hodges, Sue Hardebeck, Deacon Eddie McDonald, and Carice LaRoque. I also picked up some contacts on Twitter. Relevant Radio, that's kind of neat. I was on there for an interview once. Stephen Sweeney, I don't know if he's related to David. Dave Miller, Haywood Stubble, and Joe Sund. And now this one, I haven't had time to check out, but I have to tell you, I'm really pretty, you look like you don't believe this one. Pope Benedict the 16th.
Is following you on Twitter.
Do you think that's true?
I'm a little skeptical about this one.
Really?
Well, I'll have to say, Holy Father, I'll be over there to check you out soon. And one other person, Plurk Fan Keith. Dee?
Right. And I've got our guest, Deacon Don. He's now my friend on Facebook.
Oh, how neat.
And Susan and Cheryl and Joe.
Well, thank you for that. And I think we have a couple things to say. Let's see. You had a note there about Russ Rentler. Do you want to?
Yeah, he just put up a Facebook page called Catholics Are Christian. And I just saw something just a little while ago. He's amazed. Like within 24 hours, he had something like 300 plus fans or members of that page. And so that shows popularity
for sure
for that subject.
And Russ Rentler was our guest two times on Catholic Vitamins.
Right.
And we're working now with his dear wife, and I hope to have her on. But we'll have to hold that a little bit for the future. That's
right.
Called a tease. And I've got, let's see, we heard from Daniel, faithful friend Daniel. He listened to Vitamin E while he was on the train, and he had enjoyed the excerpts from Jesse Romero. Thank you for your comments, Daniel. And we have a promo for Paul's Men. Let's listen to that.
Hi, this is Bob DiRillo from the Paul's Men podcast, the Internet Great Gathering of Men. I'm here to tell you about a special segment coming up on the Paul's Men podcast. It's Father Larry Richard. Father Larry is one of the most sought-after speakers at Catholic Men's Fellowship conferences throughout the United States.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. You know, there's no wimps when it comes to following Jesus Christ.
Father Larry does not throw softballs. You can expect a hard fastball coming down the gut with every pitch.
Now, gentlemen, if the Mother of God can't promise you happiness on earth, neither can anybody else. So you got to make sure that if you're willing to follow the Lord, you're willing to die for the Lord.
Father Larry Richards will be featured on Conference Echoes on the Paul's Men podcast, starting with podcast number 82, scheduled for upload on May the 16th, 2010. Don't miss it, guys. www.paulsmen.com gets you to the website. Thanks for listening. Take care. God bless.
Well, I'm so glad to be able to share a promo about Paul's Men and Father Larry Richards. Father Larry was at Franciscan University a couple of the years that I went there for retreat and conferences, and I've been able to talk to him, to go to confession to him, and he's a great teacher, preacher, and shepherd, so I'm looking forward to it.
And I've listened to some of his talks that were on tape that we had.
Uh-huh.
Tape? Ooh, that sounds so archaic, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we had some CDs, too. All right.
How about if we draw for friendship?
All right. We had some guesses, many guesses and many correct guesses, we might say, for friendship. And so Dee's got her famous basket, and Uncle Tom, Deacon Tom, is pulling out a name, and it is
Grace Schultz
from the state of Washington. And she sent her address. So within a few days, we will be able to get a Catholic sweet treat on the way.
Out to Grace. Yes. Congratulations, Grace.
You know, Grace could be a G vitamin, but...
But you already selected something else.
Yes, we did.
Well,
yes,
Grace could be a future one.
Grace, we could interview you, and we could talk about how Grace works in your life.
Well, we got... I can give a clue now for the next one.
Okay, all right.
Our next vitamin G is going to be 7 letters long. Starts with G and ends in S. 7 letters.
And if you guess this, or if you want to take a guess, excuse me, catholicvitamins@gmail.com or our feedback number, 206-350-3789. And if your name goes into a basket like we just did for Grace, Dee or one of us will pull a piece of paper out.
And only correct guesses go in the basket.
Right. So thank you for participating. Do we have anything else?
I have a vitamin at this time because it goes along with our subject, a friendship. And it's attributed to somebody named Ben Johnson. Do you know anybody named Ben Johnson?
I don't.
But the quote is, "True friendship consists not in the multitude of friends, but in their worth and value."
Great vitamin. Thank you for that. Well, I think that's about the end of our show, and we have enjoyed being with you, dear listeners, friends, who are building up over time to be faithful to Catholic Vitamins. We do appreciate and honor your friendship, and we enjoyed having Don and Betty as our guests. Our next vitamin is a G vitamin, and it ends in S, and it has seven letters.
Seven letters.
So we hope you'll take a chance at that. Meanwhile, shoot us a hello on our Catholic Friends of Catholic Vitamins page, or send us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
And next week, maybe we can let everybody know how our first book club session went.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, thanks, everybody.
Good night. Bye.
From A to Z, Catholic Vitamins. Don't enter the race without them. See you next time.
This is Deacon Tom. Blessings.
Of love we offer to you with our neighbor.